True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Got a lot to get to. The Yankees now stink. The Mets have been stinking for a while. We'll get to the football. Obviously, today is 9/11. Very somber day. You know, I think every year we all remember where we were personally. We think of the heroes. We think of the victims of the horrible attack that we all suffered 24 years ago. But I'll tell you, every year that goes by, I'll tell you another group of people we need to think about. The 10,000 first responders who were heroes that day, and they're still being affected to this moment because of the health issues that they suffered from going down to ground zero in the hours after the attack, in the days after the attack. And no, who could have thought that at the time, right? No one was thinking that.
No,
but there are thousands of people, some listening to us right now, who are heroes that day. They're alive, but they're suffering from some of the ill effects of that day. So there's a lot of people to remember on a somber day like September 11th.
Obviously, the thousands of lives that were lost, but you're right about the first responders. And I'll never forget wearing the hats, NYPD, FDNY hats on the sidelines. Jim Fossil had all them made with Giants logos on them. We went down to Ground Zero and saw all those workers tirelessly, never leaving. They were constantly in pursuit of finding life and survivors, and it was a surreal experience to have stuck in my memory, unfortunately. But thoughts and prayers to everyone out there who is never forgetting, hopefully.
You know what you guys did so well for us as an active athlete after 9/11? So in the week and a half that followed where there was no sports and no one cared about sports, we were just looking for it as a distraction. I did wonder, and I was living in D.C. at the time. I was 17 years old, but man, or 18 years old. I still care deeply about the Mets. I still care deeply about the Jets. And I was wondering, like, am I going to care this season? Or am I going to realize, like, none of this stuff matters? And there was actually a sense of joy that I had when I was pissed off at Armando Benitez for blowing a game against the Braves, because I said, oh, wow, I can be angry again, but I also realize that it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Like, I was angry, but it was like, all right, there's good perspective now, because it really doesn't mean a damn thing. And sports, I thought, did a really good job of healing us, distracting us, but also reminding us that as seriously as we take it, even to this day, because we'll complain about the Mets and Yankees today, it was a reminder that it just doesn't mean anything. So thank you for that.
No, you're very welcome. That was the first time the game afterwards, back in the days when, you know, we could beat the Kansas City Chiefs. We played against the Chiefs. And hearing the national anthem for the first time post 9/11, it made me cry. It really did. So it changes your perspective on things that you often take for granted.
1,000%. And so I think on a day like today where there is a lot of negative sports stuff to talk about, it is a reminder that it is all just a distraction. It bothers us in the moment. Like, I'm not going to lie. Was I angry last night at the Mets? Sure. Okay. I was. But I think days like today, when we reflect and think back to 24 years ago, it's a reminder that it matters. It doesn't matter that much. And we can serve as a distraction in talking about it. What happens every year, though, at this time is I think we all do this. What I'm about to say, every single one of us does. We retrace that day. And there are very few days in our existence on this planet that you remember every detail of. And to me, it's 9/11 and my kids being born. And what's very odd
is that those two intersect because my son was born 9 years ago today. And so I remember I tell him this because it was weird explaining to him, you share a birthday with the most tragic day, or at least my most tragic day in American history. I wasn't around for Pearl Harbor, so I can't say the most, but for me it was. And those two things intersect, but 9/11/01, every detail I remember. And for you, because I'm sure you've told me, but I think it's interesting for the audience and for me to hear again. You guys played the night before.
Yeah, we played September 10th in Denver. In fact, Denver was opening that brand new stadium.
Wow.
I forget this. It's still Mile High, right? I think it's still Mile High.
Invesco?
Invesco. That's what it is now.
Yeah, yeah.
It was still Mile High. And Monday night game, I'll never forget it because Ed McCaffrey broke his femur. Like a big bone in his leg he broke. Yeah, hit by Sean Williams, and he broke his leg. And we lost. It was the beginning of the season. It's just one of those think-about-it-all plane ride home trips, but it's an overnight trip. So we're flying through the night. We land. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. And so back then, the restrictions at airports weren't nearly what they are. So most of the team would park at the facility. You take a bus, go back to the facility, get in your car, and you go home. But I lived in the city, and so it was retracing steps. You land at Newark Airport, I want to just go home. So I drove to the airport and went back in through the terminal, past whoever, because there was one of the planes that crashed that originated from Newark, and then fought traffic on the way home. I was in rush hour traffic after not sleeping on a plane, after losing to the Denver Broncos, and was just annoyed to the world. And then I finally get home. It took me an hour and a half to get home on the Upper East Side. And I tried to go to sleep, and the only thing that was happening was my phone kept ringing.
Mm.
And then I got up, and I watched Matt Lauer for 5 hours, exhausted, 5 hours, wondering where people who I knew and loved were and whether or not they were safe or not. And then the hardest thing for me postscript was coming to the commuter lot that was the Meadowlands and seeing cars that never left.
Mm.
They just stayed there for weeks. And you obviously knew what that meant. And we could see it. It was smoldering. Still the 9/11 site from our practice field. So we were reminded every moment of every day. And so we'll never forget.
No. Sure. And every year that goes by, the other thing that is so odd to kind of comprehend is there are people listening right now who didn't experience it because it was 24 years ago. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, we've got teenagers listening, you don't know. It's a historical event.
Even teenagers. My son doesn't remember this.
Right.
AJ just graduated college. He's, you know, a grown-up now, but he just turned 23.
That's right. Well, how can he remember?
He doesn't know this. He didn't experience it in real time.
And I think to them, it's probably what we experienced when my grandparents would tell me about Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's horrible, but it's a historical event. And I think for us, we remember it like it was yesterday, truly like it was yesterday. But as time goes by, there's a new generation where it's a historical event. The one thing that, there's a lot of things that jump out at me about that day and the days that followed. But the other thing that always sticks with me, and it sticks with me on a day like yesterday where we had that tragedy, and just throughout, is how unified we were. And we've never gotten that back. That's not happened since the weeks after. And it was something really small. I was driving in D.C. at the time. No one honked for 2 weeks. I would call my parents and say, it's crazy. Like, that first week when I was driving in D.C., they would honk me like nuts because I didn't know how to drive. I was still young. And for like 2.5 weeks, it's just a stupid small thing, but it's basic.
Right.
And it sticks with me to this day. Nobody honked the horn.
And then you also remember when people started honking again.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I do. But there was a unification we had as a country that I don't know if we'll ever get back, but I always remember that. In terms of sports, the distraction that we have, here's my concern first about the New York Yankees. While I stand by the fact that I think they're the most talented team in the American League, and I stand by the fact that you just need to get into the tournament. I've said that to you for a while now. Just get in. What concerns me is that last night's loss, and even the night before, has damaged their chances of winning the American League East. It's damaged their chances of getting the number one seed in the American League with 2 losses to Detroit. And here are the facts. And I know you're big on, hey, history doesn't tell you the future. In the Aaron Boone era, when they host a postseason series or a postseason game, because it's just a wild card game, they are a perfect
5 for 5.
Yes.
Those are the facts. When they are the home team.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And they have home field advantage in the Aaron Boone era. The New York Yankees don't lose. When the New York Yankees don't have home field advantage, their record is 1-6 in those series. And the one series they won in the Aaron Boone era without home field advantage, I'd argue doesn't count because there was nobody in the stands in 2020.
Yeah, there wasn't the home or away disadvantage, you should say, by being in, on the road in 2020. But we did this regarding basketball, I believe, why home court advantage doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
I know we've done this many times about the NFL, and a lot of it is because the travel is so much easier, and it's less onerous than it was in the 70s, 80s, 90s, even the early 2000s. It's just really easy. You're staying in highfalutin places. Your entire training room basically goes with you. So it's, you're on the road, but it's not like you're on the road. In baseball, it truly is a difference being on the road than being at home. And it's no more evident in teams' home and away records. The Yankees are 12 games over 500 at home. They're 3 games over 500 on the road. And so there's a discrepancy that it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you know what's funny about that? And the numbers don't back up. I'm about to say it's more emotion. The Mets are another story, and we'll get to them in a few minutes. And their danger zone of not making the playoffs grows by the day. Even though they're 11 games under 500 on the road, like they're literally a bad road team.
Yes.
I don't have that same fear. And I think a part of why I don't have that same fear is 1 year ago, I watched them in a 3-game series in Milwaukee find a way.
Right.
I think my issue with the Yankees and why to them and to me about them, home field advantage matters so much is because of those results I just laid out. Mm-hmm. Like in the Aaron Boone era,
yeah. No,
they win when they're at home. They lose when they're on the road. So I don't even have that fear with other teams or even the Mets. And I think that's my big issue. My big issue is more grandiose than what specifically happened last night with their bullpen imploding. It's more the division. And I remember when this tough stretch began, I said it to you, I said it to Sean. I said, look, I know you guys want to beat good teams. To me, it's just about winning the division. If you can win the division, I don't care what your record is against good teams. That is the priority to me. Last night was just another night where winning the division is just becoming more difficult. And based on the Yankees' history,
I think winning the division just matters a lot.
No, of course
because
it does.
Because look at what their Aaron Boone history track record tells you. 5-5 when they have home field advantage and 6-7 losing when they don't. And I think that matters. And that's why a loss like last night and a loss like the night before and the Blue Jays coming back 2 nights ago against the Astros, that's why that crap concerns me about the Yankees going on a deep run because unlike most other teams, their history tells me I think they need home field advantage.
Yeah, but unlike, I mean, I guess the West is still up for grabs, so to speak, because Seattle is still there on the Houston Astros. But unlike a lot of the other divisions, in National League East, that's done. I'm going to say the Central is done, even though Chicago keeps keeping it close at 5.5 games. The Dodgers and the Padres in the West, that one's a little bit dicey. I feel like the Central, it's Detroit is running away with this thing over the Cleveland Guardians. So most of the divisions are not fully done, and I don't think the East is done. It's 3 games. But that's not nearly insurmountable, especially with 16 to go.
No, I think the Yankees can still win the division. I just think every time they lose, like they did last night, it's just more difficult.
Yes.
They got to make up 4 games on the Blue Jays. Now, they also have to hold off the Boston Red Sox, and they have a big series coming up against them. I just think, and this is what I was going through my mind last night as their bullpen was imploding, and we could get into their bullpen because that's a major issue, and it's been a major issue, especially in the second half of the year. I think winning the division for them is just very important based on the track record. And I remember having this discussion with you guys last year. Like, hey, home field advantage matters. If they get it, they're going to have a great chance to go to the World Series. It's exactly what happened. They didn't have to go into a road series, if you will. And they took advantage of it. And I think the difference between the Yankees...
Well, they didn't until the World Series.
Well, and guess what? They were on the road in the World Series.
And they played terribly.
But that's my point, though. They didn't have home field advantage.
Right.
If they faced the Mets, they would have. And it probably would have been different. So I think winning the division continues to be really, really important. And it's just becoming more difficult. Like losing to the Tigers, that whatever. Like really, that's the thing that's going to piss you off because they're about to lose a series to the Detroit Tigers?
No.
It's about just winning any game they can so they can win the division, get home field advantage. And to me, it gives them a great chance to go on a deep run. Now, their bullpen right now, and this is what's also scary about the state of the Yankees. In the Brian Cashman era, I just gave you the Boone era. Let's go the whole Cashman era. They have consistently had good bullpens.
Yes.
Consistently. Right now, they have the 22nd best bullpen ERA in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's bad. And it feels worse because you're getting good starting pitching.
Yes.
You got good starting pitching 2 nights ago with Will Warren. He went 6+ innings. You got really good pitching from Carlos Rodon last night. He went 6 innings. And then you get into the bullpen, and yeah, maybe they've given up 2 runs. And still, ultimately, you got to hit and score. Yankees, just like the Mets, have to hit and score. But you have a good starting outing. And then all of a sudden, there's eight more runs on the board.
Look, the offense needs to hit more. There's no doubt.
But, I don't even know if it mattered last night.
Well, it probably doesn't, but you can't let your bullpen let games slip away like that. And I couldn't believe it when Jack Curry said it on the postgame last night. He's like, yeah, so this is the first time in the history of the Yankees. And before I continue, anytime a statement starts with first time in the history of the Yankees, you better stop and listen.
Right.
The Yankees have been around for 5,000 years. So when something starts with first time in the history of the Yankees, it matters. First time in the history of the Yankees, they've lost or given up or lost by 10 or more runs in back-to-back home games. Now, the Yankees have had some bad years. There was the Horace Clark era. For that to have never happened until last night and the night before is kind of nuts. And here's the other thing. I talk about Yankee bullpens and the successes that Brian Cashman has had. To give you perspective, last year, they had the 6th-best ERA out of their bullpen in Major League Baseball. The year before, they were number 1. Mm-hmm. The year before, they were number 3. The year before that, they were number 4. So you get the idea.
Of course.
They always have a top-5 bullpen. Right now, they're 22nd. Do you know the last time the New York Yankees had a bullpen ERA that was 22nd or worse?
No.
You want to guess, Sean?
I'm going to guess never.
Well, the answer is not never.
Okay.
Because
right, so, I was prepared to be shocked.
If I'm going to make an educated guess, I'm going to say 2022.
2022. That is incorrect. The answer is 2007.
Oh, so
the last year of... Never is not close to 2007. It just means it's been a long time. Like, W was president. I mean, it was a long, Joe Torre was manager. We could just stick with that. The Guardians were the Indians. Roberto Hernandez was Fausto Carmona. CC Sabathia pitched in Cleveland. It was a long time ago since the Yankees had a bullpen that at least statistically was this bad. So it's abnormal because Brian Cashman has done a wondrous job over the years building a good bullpen. And I kind of shrug my shoulders at this one because Luke Weaver is now struggling. We saw it last night. Tim Hill can't get a right-hand hitter out for the life of him. Camilo Duvall, bro, I don't know, man. I thought that was a good trade. I apologize.
Well, Sean said it yesterday. He is outside of the trust.
Who's in the trust?
Not very many.
Two people.
Bednar,
and I'm still putting Cruz there, even though he sucked two nights
ago. So Luke Weaver's out now, too?
I got to be honest.
I mean, he keeps giving up home runs. I mean, yeah. It's a home run every outing. That's the problem.
Yeah. You trust Luke Weaver to an extent.
Yeah.
I think you should trust Luke Weaver, but understand going in, this is not the same Weaver from last year.
And this feels like what could have been a strength is now becoming a weakness. And the Yankees of the last 10 years, this isn't a weakness. Bullpens are strengths. So that is certainly a warning sign over the last few days and really the last few months. And much like David Stearns, who we're about to get to, we thought, and I'll raise my hand, we thought Brian Cashman hit a home run at the trade deadline improving this bullpen. I certainly did. That's not the case. And it hasn't worked out. On the Mets side, the same thing. I mean, Ryan Helsley last night, and I know the game was well out of reach, but if you're looking for a positive omen, like, oh, Helsley's figuring it out. He can't figure out anything. And here's where I'm at with the Mets, T, because we're going to have to do this every day.
Yeah.
A few days ago, I said to you, look, they're not playing well. They haven't played well in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
But my confidence rating that they're going to make the playoffs is 75%. They lose. Yesterday, I come to you, I say it's down to 72%.
Yeah.
Last night, they get blown out again. And in conjunction, the Reds come back on the Padres to pull within two games. So with that data out there, do you want to ask me my new percentage?
Yes. What is your confidence percentage in the Yankees, I mean the Mets, I should say, making the postseason, Evan?
It is now dipped to slightly above 50-50.
Mm.
And that's a big drop.
Yeah.
It feels like I still lean towards playoffs, but it's starting to feel like a coin toss because here's what's going on now. And I'm going to give you a basketball analogy for all the hoop fans out there. You know you have a big lead in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking at the clock, and you're just holding on for dear life because you have a big lead? You know, 25-point lead with 12 minutes to go?
You're playing not to lose.
Okay. The Mets have basically blown their entire 25-point lead. It is now a one-possession game. It's a three-point game.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only a minute and a half left. Now, anyone who watches basketball will tell you, a three-point lead with a minute and a half to go?
That's nothing.
That's nothing!
It might as well be even.
Yes. And that's kind of how I feel now because now I'm analyzing the Cincinnati Reds schedule. I'm looking at the Mets schedule. Like the Reds play the A's now over the weekend. They play the Cardinals. They play the Cubs. They play the Pirates. And then they're going to wrap up the season against the Brewers who may have nothing to play for. Like, let's just be honest. That's a horse bleep schedule.
Right, it is. But the Giants don't. The Giants actually, who were technically closer?
No, they're the same now.
No, they are the same. Because they,
I apologize. The Reds are a game closer. So here's the deal.
Right.
The Reds are two back.
Because they have the tiebreaker.
And they're literally two back because if they tie the Mets, they pass the Mets. The Giants are two back, but they need to pass the Mets.
Right, but they have a harder schedule.
Correct.
Because they play the Dodgers.
That's why I brought up the Reds more than I brought up the Giants.
Yeah.
But that lead of a two-game lead with only 17 games to go, and I just gave you Cincy's schedule, and we know the Mets schedule, like it feels in NBA terms like it's a three-point game with a minute and a half to go. And if I have a three-point lead with a minute and a half to go, and you ask me,
mm-hmm.
and don't use my team to make fun of me, like it's a regular good basketball team, like a functioning team.
You're taking out emotional insurance?
I'm taking out emotional insurance, and I'm telling you, I feel like we'll win, but it's slightly above 50-50. And that's where I'm at with the Mets.
No, you're right.
And I don't know how anyone
I don't know how you could be any more confident.
Well, because they keep losing.
Well, they keep losing, and it's all different types of ways to blow it. Yes, it's generally the pitching. Starting pitching's not getting deep. But yesterday, how many batters did they hit? Four?
Yeah, four guys, both the same way.
Yeah.
Back foot, sliders. I mean, back foot off speed pitches.
Right, exactly. Like, how does that happen? How does Clay Holmes and then Gregory Soto both hit two batters?
Well, they may stink, Tiki.
But they don't.
Yeah. One could argue that.
I mean, they do right now, but they don't.
But, Tiki, right now the entire team stinks. They're not hitting. So they're not pitching.
So this is a crisis of confidence that is permeating throughout the entire team.
Well,
and when you get to that conversation, you start talking about the manager. Now, I don't think Mindy's in trouble, but that's what happens when everybody is making similar type mistakes.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, let me go back to the Yankee game for a second. David Cohn called the Yankee game last night. David Cohn said something about the Yankees that I think can work here as we talk about the Mets and the Yankees. And I don't know if this jumped out at you guys. It jumped out at me. David Cohn said lack of hitting and not pitching well in the bullpen, and the word he used, can be contagious. And it starts to spread. And in the case of the Yankee bullpen, their horribleness over the last two nights feels like it's spread.
Right.
It went from one guy to another guy to another guy, and before you know it, the Yankee bullpen had two historically bad nights in a row.
Yeah.
I think the Met issues feel contagious, Teak.
Yeah, they do, which in a weird way, because I know people called yesterday and said this, and I know people are thinking this, especially after in the eighth inning, Juan Soto goes Juan Solo and hits a home run that meant absolutely nothing.
Ah, got him one run closer.
But isn't it better for a guy like Juan Soto to be selfish and try to lift guys with his play?
I have no issue with Juan.
If we're talking about like contagiousness of play, good or bad,
ripping.
I almost feel better that Juan Soto is trying to be selfish, and I hope other guys say, I need to be selfish too.
Juan Soto did nothing wrong last night. Like, hitting a home run when you're getting blown out in a game, people act like that's a problem. It's not a problem. It's only a problem when you don't get big hits elsewhere, and Soto has obviously been relatively hot to a historic level at times over the last 2 months.
He had three hits yesterday.
Right, and he almost missed another home run starting off the fourth inning. That should have been a triple if the umpires had guts. So Juan Soto's not an issue. The issue is Francisco Lindor doesn't have a hit in this series. The issue is Pete Alonso's lacked the impact hit over the last few weeks. The issue is Francisco Alvarez looks like a different guy since coming off the IL. The issue is the Mets starting pitching's been bad for a while. The issue is their bullpen can't keep games close.
Right.
So their issues are spread all over the place. It's not Juan Soto. He had three hits last night. Anyone picking on him for hitting a solo home run in the eighth inning, like, what do you want him to do? Not
Juan
try?
Juan Solo.
You want him to not try at that point? Like, if he had gone 0 for 4 in the game and left the country on base and then hit a solo home run, fine. But right now, the Mets are bad at everything. So I am slightly above 50-50 that they're going to make the playoffs. Some may say that's confident. When we talked to you the other day, Teak, you said you're about 65%.
Yeah.
Where are you now with the Mets making the playoffs?
I'm 50-50 with you.
50-50?
Yeah. Because by the end of this weekend, they could be out of the playoffs.
They could be in. They could be tied for a playoff spot, which means behind the Reds.
That's right.
So by Friday night.
So out of it.
Yeah. Man, 100% right. So you've dropped from 65% to 50-50.
Yes.
Both Sean Morash and Tommy Lugauer said they were, quote, 100% confident the Mets would make the playoffs. Where are you now? Sean, first.
90%.
So you're still very confident, but
you
dropped a little bit.
I must admit I'm wavering a bit here.
Well, wavering, you're at 90%.
I don't trust the Reds and Giants still.
There's nothing that the Mets are doing that makes you say they're going to hold on.
Correct.
All they have to do is not lose, what is it, 7 more games?
I cannot make this clear enough.
But they're going to get to the point where they're going to have to win like 8 games.
They're going to have to win games now.
No doubt. And there's nothing about
that. Real quick, just to get back to the basketball analogy, when you're up 3 with a minute and a half to go, you probably have to make one more shot.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably.
Yes. And it'd be healthy if you made 2.
Yeah.
But what do we really, we expect them to lose out here? You know what I mean?
I mean, they've lost 5 in a row, Sean.
I know.
And they have not been competitive.
You're still very confident. You're 90%.
Right.
Tommy, where are you at?
I am still at 100% confidence level. I look at the rest of the schedule. Look, they ran into a buzzsaw here in Philadelphia. There's no way around it. They're going to get a team in the Rangers that are due to lose. They're red hot, so they're due. The Padres have been quietly collapsing, but no one's been able to take advantage of that, and they're a loser franchise. You have the Marlins there. The Cubs have not been playing great baseball either.
Why would you dismiss the Marlins? All they've done is give us some of the most torturous losses in the history of the franchise.
So did Atlanta, and we got our lick back last year. It doesn't always mean that they're going to stick it to us. Now, they got theirs on the 3 out of 4, but we owe them now last week of the season.
So you're 100% confident.
If the season ended today, the Mets would be in the postseason. I am 100% confident.
Do you have any weekend shifts this weekend?
No.
Thank God, because we won't be able to say that Saturday in all likelihood.
No, you're right.
They go out the window.
You would have gotten a bunch of callers telling you to shut the hell up, Tommy.
We'll get your calls next, 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. So let me help all you out. Tonight, the New York Yankees are playing the Detroit Tigers. It's a pretty important Yankees game. If you are going to tonight's Yankee game, get in your car and leave now. And the reason I say that is the president will be attending tonight's game. There will be pregame ceremonies honoring the heroes and, of course, the victims from the horrible tragedy, the attack of September 11th. And so because the president is going to be in the building, we know how security is. So the Yankees are telling us stadium gates are going to open early. They're going to open at 4 o'clock, which is very, very early. They're advising you to get there as close to 4 o'clock as you possibly can. Bags will not be allowed in Yankee Stadium, with the exception of one clutch-type bag per guest. Guests should make every effort to restrict personal items to an absolute minimum. Any such items should be able to fit in a pocket. No computers, no iPads, no bottles, no cans, no liquids, and that certain areas that usually are accessible may not be accessible tonight. So here's the deal. If you're going to tonight's game, either make other plans or leave now. And I do have some experience in this, because I will never forget. It was an amazing night, but there were some frustrations when it came to security.
Right.
Back in 1997, Bud Selig and then-President Bill Clinton were on the field at Shea Stadium to honor the amazing legacy of Jackie Robinson. It was the 50th anniversary of him breaking the color barrier. We didn't know what was going to happen other than the president's in the building, and in the fifth inning, they're going to stop the game. So, obviously, what I thought was so awesome, one of the best things Bud Selig ever did, is shockingly, they retired 42 around baseball.
Yeah.
That was a shock. Like, no one knew that was coming.
Out of nowhere, right?
It was out of nowhere. And, you know, of course, the first thing my dad says, what happens to Butch Husky's number? And quickly, Bud Selig's like, well, if you're wearing the number currently, you're good. But what I remember about that night is in the second inning, my dad had to go to the bathroom. It doesn't seem like a big deal. Usually, back load section at Shea Stadium, he'd go to the bathroom. He wouldn't miss a pitch. He'd go, take care of business. He'd be back. One inning goes by. Where's my dad? Second inning goes by. Where's my dad? Third inning goes by. Where's my dad? I know he wasn't a Clinton fan, but what was he doing? Meeting with him? Trying to explain his policy differences? He comes back in the sixth inning.
Wow.
And I'm like, what happened? He's like, oh, the security. So let that be a lesson, and that was back in 1997. If you're going to the game tonight, not only should you get there early, don't pee.
Well, do it as soon as you get there and then try to, or keep the cup.
Yes. Now, I say this with respect, and I feel like I can be better to say this because it'll be bipartisan. Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. I want all presidents banned from sporting events and from places that cause this kind of, you know, pain in the rear end. Like, when you're president, I appreciate what you're doing. Just stay in your bunker because you make life difficult for everybody. And Clinton did it in 97, and the current president's going to do it today. So we gave you the warning, do what you got to do, but man, it's going to be a pain in the ass.
I love the Yankees.
I'm sure you do.
Does he?
I think he's a big game Bob. I'll tell you this, though. Yankees win tonight. They may invite him back every night.
Right.
You may get President Trump as a season ticket holder
whatever,
if they win tonight.
Whatever it takes.
He may become the new Grimace, except this for the Yankees.
Oh, imagine.
Well, I mean, you guys need a victory, right, Sean? Big win tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't bank on it.
Oh, wow. He's down in the dumps over there.
You think I want to be down in the dumps? I was just believing again. I'm falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
Remember, the Tigers are throwing an opener tonight. So keep that in mind.
Wonderful.
And you got Cam Schlittler on the mound. Bounce back spot. It's not.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Not Cam Schlittler I'm worried about. It's the bats and the bullpen I'm worried
about. Well, you're facing Holton and the Tiger bullpen. So I feel good the Yankees will get a victory, and I feel good that you better get there early. So I just advise everybody, head over to Yankee Stadium now. Should be a fun night, beautiful weather. Obviously, a great ceremony prior to the game, which I'm sure will be done awesomely. So head on out, but head on out quick. Otherwise, you may never get in. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Jeff is in Oceanside. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing today?
Good, man. What's up?
First, real quick, thoughts and prayers to everyone affected by that horrible day almost 25 years ago. So that's real serious, not like the sports stuff that I'm going to rant and rave about now. Real quick, though, on that thing where they retired Jackie Robinson's number,
yeah.
The Mets kind of gave it away. They pre-put a spot for a new retired number about a week and a half on the outfield fence before they did it.
Wow.
I remember going to that. I swear to God.
You know,
I swear to God.
No, Jeff, I believe you. What I guess is crazy, and I'm 13 years old at the time,
yeah.
So I'm a kid.
I'm surprised nobody else picked up on it.
Well, maybe people did, but in the time before social media, Jeff couldn't go on Twitter and tweet about it. So, like,
right.
I was there every day, never noticed it. But maybe
I noticed it.
Wow.
I noticed it, yeah. And I said to myself, whose number's being retired? But no, obviously, it was for a great cause for Jackie, an American hero. So that was a great thing he did.
Yeah.
So with the Yankees. The Yankees are going to make the playoffs. They're not going to win the division. If the Blue Jays simply go 9-8, the Yankees have to go 13-4. Very tall task. As you guys know, I've called in. I am a diehard Mets fan. I am in full panic mode. I have it at 50-50 at best. I'm very concerned. I'm very upset. This whole season has been a disappointment. I know Mendy is trying, but I don't know if he's the right guy. He's made a million in-game mistakes. The team just doesn't seem to have it. I'm just very concerned. I'm very nervous. And I don't know. I don't know what to do at this point with the Mets. And Lindor, he is the most streaky player. He's in another 0-for-20 stretch.
I know.
And then he'll go he'll go 18-for-20.
Well, and Lindor, to his credit, will, after games like he did last night, put the onus on himself.
Yeah, and he doesn't avoid the podium. Like, he'll answer to it and take accountability for it. But that's not helping the problem. He's not hitting.
No, and he has to perform. And Jeff's right. Like, I've liked Francisco Lindor. We all have. We'll never forget what he did last year. But he is an incredibly streaky player. Mm-hmm. And what's unfortunate for this team right now is he's in the midst of another horrific streak. And it felt like it came out of nowhere. Because if you remember back to the Cincinnati series, he got on base like every plate appearance on that Friday night. He was all over the place. I think the same thing on Saturday. And then all of a sudden, in the final game against the Reds, and now these first three games against the Phillies, he's taken a giant 0-4. So the slump really came out of nowhere. And real quick on the Yankees and the playoffs,
We know the division situation. Right now they're three back, but they're really four back because the Blue Jays have the tiebreaker. Because the Texas Rangers and the Seattle Mariners are red hot, the Rangers, who are the first team out, trail the Yankees by five in the loss column. But the Yankees have the tiebreaker.
Right, that last win against the Rangers in that series they had a couple weeks ago, that made a humongous difference.
Huge difference.
Now, I mean, you're thinking about the Rangers, obviously, because they're so tight to you now. Not tight, but you know what I mean, 5.5 back. But you're not as worried about some of these other teams.
Yeah, I think for the Yankees to miss the playoffs, which we have not spoken about because why would you, it would take an epic collapse.
Yeah.
Like, the Mets are no longer in a spot where a collapse means they miss the playoffs. Like, they're in a spot now, and this is what's unfortunate about the way they've played, where we're down to 17 games left. Is that what we're down to? 16 games left? 16 games. They could go 10-6 and miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, that's on the table because they've allowed the Reds and even the Giants, but now so more the Reds, to get close enough where you're in a danger zone where if they get red hot, and you don't have to believe in them, but if they do get red hot, the Mets, even by playing decent baseball, could miss the playoffs.
Right.
With the Yankees having essentially a six-game lead because of the tiebreaker, I'm not worried about the playoffs. The worry is how important winning the division is to a team like the Yankees because of their success in the postseason with home field advantage. Let's go to Angel and Yonkers. What's up, Angel?
How you doing, guys? If you would allow me to share my 9/11 story first, and then I'll get into the Mets.
Of course, yes.
So I'm in fifth grade. I'm only 33. But at the time, I was 10 years old, and I see all these kids leaving the classroom. They're getting phone calls. The teacher's picking up, and they're just picking off kids one by one. Like,
oh,
you go home. You go home. You go home.
Right. That's traumatizing.
So then I'm here thinking, I'm like one of the last three kids. So my parents pick me up. I'm like, what's going on? And then they're talking about, you know, the tragic bombings that happened at the World Trade Center. And I'm here young, just super confused. And that's all I remember about that day. I can't believe it was 24 years ago.
No doubt. I can't imagine, especially at the age you described, trying to compute that all in your head. Because I know as an 18-year-old, I had a tough time getting it through my head. Like, it was very tough to understand what was going on because, especially the first plane, that's a weird accident.
Yes.
And then when the second plane hits, there's that moment of confusion of, wait a second, that wasn't an accident. And in your case, you're in school. You're out there just learning or trying to get through a day. And it's got to be odd finding out and then just trying to compute it all together as a child in that moment.
Exactly. Now, to the Mets, I personally feel that you guys are a bit too optimistic. I don't think these guys make the playoffs. I hate saying this. It pisses me off that I see this because I love the Mets. But the problem is all of them are streaky. They're all good at one point, and then they suck. And it's like it's not consistent enough. You would think a win, like the one they had in the first game in Cincinnati, will galvanize things. That is supposed to be a win that boosts the momentum, boosts morale. Because you and I both know we thought they were losing that game.
Oh, yeah.
They voted no out.
Yeah.
And they strike, and Diaz is able to strike out both and, you know, get that out. That was a great ending to that game, but they can't capitalize on anything like that.
And, you know,
and that's been a constant issue all year.
I don't know if you felt this way, but when the Mets held on, okay, so for those that forgot, Friday night, they have a one-run lead. Diaz loads the bases. He has to change his cleat in the middle of the inning. It's crazy. And then he holds on. He makes a good defensive play. Luis Angel Acuna finds him as he's covering first base, and they hold on. My thought that night, and I did a recall about this too, was, boy, if they lost this game, it would have led to a tailspin, just like the loss to Tampa did on June 13th.
Right.
Just like the loss to Atlanta did a month later. And so I thought that win was going to avoid a tailspin. And the tailspin happened anyway.
Right. So what does that tell you about the team? It tells you either one, one thing doesn't affect the other, and it's a day-to-day situation, or two, they're just not that good.
Is it they're not that good? Is it that...
It's hard to say they're not that good, because individually they are. Collectively, they're not.
And they haven't been good for a while. I mean, that's the problem. And we went through this yesterday, and I know that date, June 13th, has sparked a lot, It was the day Sean and I opened the stupid show by arguing who's better, the Mets or the Yankees, and both teams have been pretty mediocre to bad since then. But they have not been good in months. So when you say maybe they're just not that good, there's evidence to support that. But then you watch them and you say, is this a team that doesn't feel the urgency yet? And if that's the case, I'd say, when are you going to feel the urgency? I mean, at what point do you realize, wait a second, this is a pennant race? Like, Pete Alonso had comments the other day, and they're all, like, true comments, and they're all the things you kind of want to believe. I'm going to read them to you. Pete Alonso, I feel great. If the season were to end today and we have a chance to roll the dice in the playoffs, as years in the past have shown, wherever you start out doesn't really mean much. Have we played our best baseball? No. I know our ceiling is sky high, but you can look at it two ways. You can look at it as, what the heck is that? Is that your phone going off?
No, that's your thing.
Oh, that's my my button?
Yes.
Who is that on the button?
I don't know.
Hold on, I gotta listen.
I think now. Spence recorded himself on that when he was with us a week or so.
Y'all want to take a listen together?
Yeah, so let's hear it.
This is a button that you can record stuff into, and then you press it, and it like repeats it. Can you get the dump button ready just in case it was Licata?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Wait, was that Spence?
He's your son. You don't know his voice?
I get
that. Yes, and that was Mets you suck. At the end.
That was me at the end? Anyhow, so Pete Alonso, let me finish. Have we played our best baseball? No. I know our ceiling is sky high, but you could look at it two ways. You can look at it as, okay, we haven't played our best baseball up to this point, or you can look at it as the talent in this room is undeniable. Now, okay, but you got to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm with him. And I've said this a lot. I've argued with Sean about it. Get to the tournament. And you never know. And the Mets are built in a way in which they could take advantage of the off days with their bullpens and all that. I get all that. My worry isn't that. My worry is they got to get there.
Yeah.
And their lead has been diminished so much that there's a wonder if Alonso's going to get the chance to be proven right. Or I'm going to get a chance to be proven right with my debates with Sean, which is just get in, you can get hot. And that's the worry. And they have to realize, and if the manager hasn't said it, I'll say it.
Yeah.
They have to realize it's go time.
I mean, of course it is. Everybody knows that. I mean, you don't even have to say it. The player doesn't have to say it. The manager doesn't have to say it. The fans don't have to say it. In fact, it gets exhausting saying the same nonsense over and over and over and over again, knowing intuitively it is not making a difference. It's not making a difference how the Mets come out and play tonight or tomorrow or 3 days from now or 5 days from now. It doesn't matter because the urgency should be there already. It's just it doesn't translate, at least not consistently amongst the whole team.
We'll get back to your calls coming up. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, Let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.